G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2016. Bit of a crash back to reality last week, one from five for yours truly, but look, that's the game we're playing, isn't it, Cliffo?
Indeed it is, but you still got a pretty handy lead at this stage of the game, about four and a bit units to the good of par. I finally had a decent weekend, about bloody time. Need about three more of them to get back into the action though and give you a run for your money.
Well, as long as we keep ham and egging it, mate, and we get it right when the other bloke gets it wrong, at least somebody that's following us is going to be making some decent decisions.
Between us, we're marginally in front, so that's something.
Lift.
We kick things off on Friday night, and for some unknown bloody reason, we're down at Hobart at Blundstone Arena for North Melbourne and Richmond. North laying about 2.5 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
I'm not 100% sure, but this may be the first night game in Tassie ever.
I believe so.
I don't recall one, certainly in recent times. But look, North Melbourne, a couple of goal favourites. Yes, they haven't been playing their greatest football recently, and Richmond have been better. But Richmond have been better against poor sides, in my opinion. So I expect North to bounce back really hard this week. It's the same reason we find every week with North Melbourne. They've got a really diverse forward line, and I just don't see how Richmond shut them down. I think that Richmond probably, they may just have the edge in the contested footy if their guns really fire, but I think North Melbourne have got a better spread across the midfield, and if guys like Harvey and Wells can get their share of it on the outside, then they'll just serve it up down there regardless of the conditions. And I think a couple of goals is nowhere near enough points, so I'm happy to jump into the minus here.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. I had this marked as a four-goal margin for North. Granted, they got beaten by Sydney last week, but their form line is panels better than beating Fremantle and Essendon the last 2 weeks. Richmond beat Sydney. You take that one out, and they've been bloody awful all year.
Yep.
North won six of the last seven head-to-head. The only one they missed was when they left out about half their side the week before the finals last year.
Yep.
I like good sides as favourites coming off a loss for most of the year. That's a pretty good trend to be taking, and I think we can take it here.
Lovely.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Hawthorn and Melbourne. The Hawks laying about five goals. Total points line, high 190s.
Yeah, Melbourne disappointing last week. Certainly not disgraced in the end, but
they lowered their colours in a winnable game.
They certainly did. If Melbourne are to really turn the corner and be a team that's in contention to play finals, they need to win games like that.
Yep.
Put the sides on a scale, and they were a better team across the board than Port Adelaide, which is something that we probably didn't think we'd say. They let themselves down. They weren't there with effort. I expect them to come back. Hawthorn just keep getting it done, but they get it done in quarters.
Yeah.
They seem to play...
It took a long time to put Brisbane away.
Well, but they've been doing that all year, man. Yeah. It's actually really intriguing to watch the way they go. They just sort of go through the motions for three quarters, and whether it's the third quarter or the fourth quarter, they just come out and just put sides away, and they bang on eight or nine goals. They've done that six of the last 7 weeks where they've had an eight or a nine plus goal quarter, and it's ended the game in one fell swoop, and you just sort of wonder what they're doing for the rest of the bloody time with their thumbs in, but...
They're timing their run by the looks of it.
Yeah, look, maybe they are conserving a bit. I really don't know. You wouldn't imagine that's a way you can coach your football team. I certainly don't think Clarko's out there saying, well, let these guys get a couple of goal lead and then see if we can peg it back.
Not in a congested ladder where a top four is really rather important.
Well, percentage is going to be super important
that's
as well.
They're a game behind now for all intents and purposes.
Absolutely.
Their percentage
so
that
they need to keep winning. I expect them to win, but five goals is a lot of points against a good team. Who have shown this year that they can stick it to good teams as well. So I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I'm much the same. Melbourne played the Dogs, who at the moment probably roughly on a par with Hawthorn, got beaten by five goals. The total in that game went to about mid-190s. I could see much the same recipe being served up here.
Yep.
Pretty easy no bet for me. Second of the Saturday afternoon games, and we're at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for Carlton and Brisbane. Who the hell would have picked it at the start of the year? Carlton, 4.5 goal favourites, and could be 6-5 at the end of this weekend. Total points line around 190.
God bless them. They're all over at the Blues.
Brendan Bolton. The Hawthorn school of assistant coaches. Last year it was Luke Beveridge. This year it's Brendan Bolton. And if you Guerra,
well, like Adam Simpson as well.
Yeah, Ross Lyon's got to be sitting there going, there were all these assistant coaches to pick from, and I got the blokes that have got me 0-10. What the hell's going on?
Well, the guys that he's got haven't actually bloody worked under Clarkson other than as players. So, but it's I do want to just talk about Brendan Bolton a little bit because he's a very interesting beast, and he's such an affable sort of character, and his love of the game and is infectious, and I think he's just got the Blue Boys really enjoying football again. They're obviously a bit more structured, but it's easy to take on board structure and direction when you're enjoying yourself and you enjoy the environment that's around you. I mean, if you had to pick the complete opposite ends of the coaching spectrum, you'd have Mick Mulhouse at one end and Brendan Bolton at the other in terms of the way they go about it. Now, we said last week that Casbolt and Cruiser must have been about $1 million combined in a multi to play. They both played and played pretty well, so they know what they're on about there, the Blueies. But the bet in this game that does intrigue me is the plus, purely because whilst the Blues have been winning games, they haven't really been beating anybody by any sort of number.
No, that's right.
And they're similar teams with regards to their personnel. I think the way the Lions played against the Hawks for a lot of last week would give you a bit of encouragement. They're going to get Rockcliffe back this week, who's that real inside contested beast for them. Gives them plenty of heart and gives them some direction and some leadership through the middle of the ground that they've been sorely lacking. Five goals is a lot of start for a team that's just sort of been getting it done. Mm. And I do expect the Blues to win this game, but I just don't see them beating anyone by five goals. I don't think it's in their makeup. I don't think it's the way they go about it. They're there to... It's a war of attrition, the way they go about their football. And
it's a reflection on Brisbane more than on Carlton, the size of that line.
And look, Brisbane, barring one or two games where they've been put away, they've been competitive across the board and you'd expect them to be competitive again. Call me crazy, but I'm going to take the plus this week. I don't think there's a five goal drubbing in the Blues. Personally, happy to be proven wrong. Well, I won't be. I'll be pissed off if I'm proven wrong. But I don't know what it is. If I've got some sort of Michael Voss lag or whatever's going on, but I do like the Lions. They're a bit of a sentimental side for me, which probably clouds my judgment here a little bit. But I think they're a good enough team to take this to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, if the game were in Brisbane, I'd be pretty happy to be jumping into that same camp. But
well, if the game were in Brisbane, this is single figures.
Yeah, I can't trust Brisbane on the road. That's my one worry. They'll be competitive for three quarters. They'll get blown out in a quarter, and I'll go, why the hell did I bet Brisbane on the road?
But I just don't see where that blowout comes from with Carlton. They don't move the ball quickly enough. Mm. All their structure revolves around defensive efficiencies. Mm. So I just don't see where that blowout comes from.
Yeah, I'm didn't mind Carlton as a plucky underdog against a team on the road a couple of weeks ago. It's a bit like Melbourne with them at the moment. I can't trust not great sides to lay that many points.
But we're bloody. I'm certainly going against my cardinal rule. Don't bet in games with two shit teams. But the way the results have been falling, I'm only betting in a game with one shit team, and that's long.
And you got the points.
So why not?
There you go.
Get around.
Yeah, no bet for me in that one.
Get around me.
We move to a far better side with a far better calibre of both home and away teams. Saturday Twilight, Rick, Cadinia Park for Geelong and GWS. Cats laying about a goal and a half. Total points line mid to high 180s.
Interesting line, this one. I know the G-Dub got found out on the weekend by Adelaide, but they beat Geelong 6 weeks ago. Cats have lost three on the trot, still to start a goal and a half favourites against what's proven to be a quality side. It's an interesting line.
So I reckon that's a reflection on that, how hard it is to win against good sides at home. So Sydney beat North, Adelaide beat GWS, West Coast can't beat anyone good in Victoria. It is very hard to get. Adelaide lost to North Melbourne and the Dogs and Hawthorn, but beat Sydney at home. I think that's why the number is where it is. It's more a reflection of when two good teams run into each other, home field matters quite a bit. Well, once I was interstate.
But I still, and the numbers may support that, but I still feel that's a bit of a misconception. Mm. I think good teams get it done regardless of venue. Mm. And I'm not quite sure GWS are quite in that category yet, but they're not far away. Mm. I'm going to sit this one out, but I'm going to have a shadow bet here that GWS will cover and they'll win this game of football. I think they're playing far superior football to the Cats at the moment. I don't think the Cats have a plan B. If all the stars don't align for them and Dangerfield and Selwood can't get first hands on it in the midfield, which is where GWS is so strong and why they won here in Canberra 6 weeks ago, I don't think they have the running power to go with them. They're an ageing team. I think they're going to get found out on a few fronts. I expect GWS to win this game comfortably, but I just can't put money on that because they are a young team and they could just balk at the final hurdle on the road.
I like a bet here. I like the under. I think with a high 180s line, a twilight game, we're moving into the winter months.
Well, it's been winter in Geelong for 3.5 months. So.
Yeah. The game in Canberra earlier this year was a reasonably low-scoring game. Both these sides have run up a couple of big numbers against defences that were a bit suspect, the GWS Hawthorn game notwithstanding. By and large, when they played good sides, the totals haven't been big. So GWS against Adelaide, against the Dogs, even against Melbourne wasn't a terribly high number. Geelong in a couple of games too, you know, against Adelaide it was 170. I think there's a bit of space on a high 180s line, and I think we can make a bit of ground here. Nearly talked myself into Geelong. If it had been less than a goal, I could have backed them just on the back of good sides at home.
Well, if you had backed the Cats, I would have backed GWS. That would have made it a bloody moral.
But getting out closer to that two-goal line, I think that's near enough, right? And I'm going to let that bet slide and just step into the under here.
Good call.
Saturday night, we're up at the Gold Coast, Metricon Stadium for the Suns and Sydney. Now, there must be a substantial amount of rain and possibly a monsoon or some sort of flood forecast because, firstly, the Suns are only getting 7 goals, and secondly, the total for this game is around the mid-140s, which could have been near enough the Sydney line on a dry track.
Yeah, look, and I actually, funnily enough, fell in love with Sydney at the 7.5 goals and was more than happy to lay those points against the floundering Gold Coast. But given the total is...
Yeah, it's a rain-affected 7.5. Yeah. If they get to a dry track, I think that's a 10-goal line, if not more.
Absolutely, which was what I was basing my comp on. Yeah. But
yeah, they marked that about a 5-goal 14 line by my count.
Ankle-deep water, I don't really bet those games too often, so I'm happy to move on quickly.
Apologies to any kids in the Gold Coast area. You're probably not getting your junior footy on the weekend. If that's the totals line right now, there'd be a lot of ovals shut on a Saturday morning at this rate. Second of the Saturday night games. Oh, Jesus, this isn't any better. There's no rain around, but it's Freo Essendon at Subiaco. Dockers laying 4 and a bit goals. Total points line mid-160s. Have you got a bet? Do you care?
I just wanted some clarification. Freo didn't win last week, did they?
Freo did not win.
They still haven't won, have they?
They have not won, and they didn't cover last week, which was important because we were both on the Saints.
Well, it looked like they were going to at one stage, and as soon as I shut the door on it, St Kilda decided to kick the next 11 goals, and I said a couple of choice words, which was fantastic. So, happy swear words. They're the ones you want to drop.
You're just enjoying the reverse jinx kicking in.
What sort of world do we live in? We're a team that's 0-9, start 4.5 goal favourites against anybody. Understand the Don's predicament, but goodness me. I know you're an Essendon supporter, and I've got mates that are Fremantle supporters, but fuck this game.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm watching this.
No. I don't even think I'm watching it.
I'd rather kick myself in the pills for 2.5 hours than watch this game.
I may need to hold you to that.
No, you won't.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Collingwood and Port Adelaide. Magpies laying somewhere between 1.5 and 4.5 points, depending on where you're shopping. Total points line mid to high 170s.
This is an intriguing game. I actually think this will be a pretty good spectacle.
Losers just about. I mean,
Loser's cooked.
Yeah, loser is cooked. And given that Adelaide is the only side now that's not 2 games clear of ninth, I think the eight's near enough done. But the loser, I think, is unambiguously done for the year.
Categorically. So there's a lot to play for.
Yeah.
I can't find a bet here on any angle. Purely.
No, I got nothing
because
either.
I just don't get. I don't have a good read on either of these teams at the moment. Funnily enough, if this game was played 3 weeks ago, I'd probably be of the same opinion because.
Yeah.
Both teams were playing pretty shit football
yeah.
at that point
and
in
they
time.
Both lifted
but
a bit.
They've both lifted a little bit. They've found a gear. So
both
I
won
think,
a couple.
I think
both
be a, yeah, I think
solid
be
against
a
better side who beat them.
I think it'll be a good game of football to watch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's no... Oh,
I mean,
I can't
justify just to add to the intrigue, the last two between these two teams, Port Adelaide won by 3 points last year, Collingwood won by a kick 2 years ago. Who the hell knows?
There you go.
Pretty easy lay down for me.
Yep.
Second of the Sunday afternoon games, I'm much keener to play here. It's the Western Bulldogs hosting West Coast at the Docklands. Dogs laying half a goal to a goal, total points line, high 170s.
For all the reasons I took the under when West Coast travelled a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to bet the Dogs this week at the minus. West Coast can't score on the road.
Yep.
Can't score against good teams.
Yep.
Don't give a shit how much they bash up on people when they go over to Subiaco. They're averaging over 130 points at home, and they're still averaging...
They played some bloody ordinary sides at home, too.
Well, it just seems to be the perfect storm with regards to the draw. They played all the shit teams at home
yeah.
and all the good teams on the road. Still averaging less than 65 points a game on the road. As we've discussed off air there before, I don't see where West Coast beat the Dogs inside to win
yep.
the football. Without that, they don't get that free-range movement through the middle of the ground where their forwards are so effective because they've got those strong lead-up forwards. They're not a contested marking side.
Yep.
And the Dogs will bottle you up and they'll make you kick the contests. Then they swarm and they run in numbers and they break the lines. 3.5's nowhere near enough.
This 15.
I think the Dogs will win by 5 goals. That's me.
Yep. Pretty happy to steam into the Dogs here. For all the reasons you've outlined, Dogs have also covered 9 of their last 10 where the line was less than 2 goals in either direction, 15 of their last 20 at the Docklands. Eagles are 6 of their last 15 on the road. Despite the fact that it's under the lid and the total's less than 180, I do like the under here. I don't think West Coast have got a score in them. West Coast 11-4 to the under on the road since the start of last season, and the Dogs are 13-7... under at the Docklands since the start of last year, which is pretty much contrary to the way every other team tends to go there. But as you said, they bottle games up. I'd be surprised if West Coast have got more than 10 or 11 goals in them in this game. And I think that leaves enough space for the minus and the under to get it done. Much like St Kilda in the Frio game last week. Hopefully we go 2 for 2 on this one.
Bang.
Speaking of the Saints, they're in the final game of the week. Sunday twilight, we're at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows hosting St Kilda. Crows laying a little over 5 goals, total points line around the 190 mark.
Yeah, look, 5 goals is a decent margin. Probably not worth looking at that one. But
all felt about right to me.
Yeah, it did feel about right, but I actually like the over in this game. Crows, we all know their scoring power. That's not going to change. They play that run and gun style. Don Pike's proven himself to be a Malcolm Blight clone. Just kick as many as you can and fuck them. They can try and catch us. St Kilda have scoring power. It's been proven over the journey. I don't see where this game gets bottled up. Yes, I understand it's a twilight game, but it's supposed to be good conditions in Adelaide. It's a ground that's conducive to scoring. If anything, my knowledge of Adelaide is that the wind dies off in the afternoon and actually becomes quite still in the afternoon and evening, which probably, if anything, purports itself to a higher scoring affair because the ball will move more crisply.
I got close.
I think this one could go 220 plus. The Saints, as I said, they've got strong structures. Their young forwards are starting to get their hands on the football and kick continual scores. It's a good game in the midfield, but there'll be a lot of outside. I think it'll be crash bash 1-2 out, and they'll be off to the races. I reckon this will be 60 plus at quarter time and won't take a look back.
Yeah, good call. I got close. If I was going to have a bet here, the only one I really contemplated in any serious fashion was the over.
Yeah.
if they were getting around in the day where the Crows have a brilliant record with the over, I'd have happily stepped in. St Kilda are a little sketchy in terms of the over when they're on the road, but I think that's a function, like the game they played at Subiaco a couple of weeks ago, where they just couldn't get on the board. If the game goes under, I think it'll be because St Kilda can't kick a score rather than them restricting the Crows to sort of a middle to low number.
Yeah, fair.
So I lean to the over, but no play for me there. So that gives me a total of four. I've got North at the minus, under in the Geelong GWS game, Dogs at the minus, under in the Dogs Eagles game.
I've got four as well, and we've got a bit of double up here. I've also got North at the minus. I've got the Lions at the plus. I've as my outsider for the week. I've also got Dogs at the minus. Final double up of the week. Hopefully they can carry both of us through there.
We did all right in the double ups the last couple of weeks. We kind of.
They're starting to get used to the weight, the extra weight, and I've got the over in the Crow St Kilda game to round out the weekend. You've always got to bet that last game of the weekend. Twilight games, I reckon, on 1 in 600 across the journey, but we might as well jump
You
in.
know, the Dogs Eagles game finishes like about 5:30 on the Saturday night. You could just pack them up then.
Nah, that's all right. We'll keep
Anyway,
going.
good luck and good punting, folks.